This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hunt Emmers, CPA with Parmelis & Associates. I've been asked about this one, and it's time to talk about it. This week, we're going to be discussing the newly created and soon-to-be-live Trump accounts. And before you change the podcast, there is no politics on this episode, so leave your distaste for foreign policy decisions at home. We're going to be talking about what these are, how some of you can get some free money for your kids or grandkids, how you can leverage maybe some fringe benefits with your team, and if you should be doing these Trump accounts or some sort of 529 plan or Roth. Everything Trump accounts is what we're going to get into this week. Before we get into that, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want to hear your question answered on here or just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. My new book, Beyond the Bay, is a financial playbook for auto shop owners, which was inspired by many of your questions in the most popular podcast episodes, is available now on Amazon for paperback and Kindle. Want to talk to us about accounting and tax services Parmelis offers repair shops like yours? Shoot me an email at info@parmelis.com. And last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors for being such loyal supporters of the show. If you need to get your back office under control, give Wicked File a call. If you need to recruit top talent for your top shop, give Promotive a call. If you need to get your overall shop moving in the right direction, give Maverick Shop Owners a call. And if you need to get your marketing kicked into overdrive, give Mike at Overdrive Marketing a call today. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. I know a lot of you guys have had great success with them. So as always, if you guys have had a success story, I would love to hear it. Great news. You now have a hiring partner to help you with the heavy lifting of hiring your next superstar. Introducing Promotive, a full-service staffing solution for your auto repair shop. Visit them online at gopromotive.com. Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. Building a profitable shop is one thing. Building profit and freedom into the same business? That's what the Maverick Shop Owners video training is all about. Our listeners can get free access at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. What happened if you knew next week's car count before it happened? Overdrive combines real marketing leadership with AI-powered campaigns through Overdrive OS. It predicts slowdowns, it launches offers, and tracks your ROI automatically. Stop guessing, start controlling growth, and visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. To start this off, we have to talk about what is this Trump account. This was talked about before. This was announced when the big, beautiful bill came out. We are just now getting some of the details on it. And on July 4th, these will actually go live. Is this a 529 college savings plan? Sort of, but there's a couple aspects to this. Is this a retirement account? Yes, in another way, it can be. And the last one on here is, have we ever seen these before? One of the most common misconceptions about these new Trump accounts is that how they are applying them and some of the rules surrounding them are brand new. We've never seen it before, never been able to contribute something that you can grow tax leveraged on it and then take it out tax-free to buy a house or start a business. But we have seen stuff similar like this in the past. If you do not want to call it a Trump account, the official name for this is a 530A plan. Kind of sounds similar to a 529 plan. It's also been called in the past something like a Coverdell ESA, Educational Savings Account, or even in other words known as a Educational IRA. Now, the reason why you have probably never heard of a 530A plan, a Coverdell, or an Educational IRA is that not a whole lot of people use those. We're not going to go in and talk about them because there is no reason right now to be using those in any way, shape, or form. But really, they weren't as popular as 529 plans on it because the amount you can put into those is very small and what you can use them on is very limited. What we are going to see now with this new Trump account is that for some people, this is going to be a major change. You are going to have, you know, some sort of benefits that you've never had before. But on the same flip side of this, is this something that is going to be a massive windfall for self-employed people like you? I think that there is going to be some people that can take advantage of this, but I think that there's probably a little bit more planning opportunity on some of the behind the scenes stuff, or even possibly with your employees as well. Hunt, if it is not a 529 plan, but it kind of is one, then you said it's a retirement plan, but it's also a college savings plan. But we've seen this before, but we never have. What is this? What a Trump account is a tax-advantaged IRA-style investment for children under the ages of 18. I'm going to stop right there. If you do not have any kids in your life, if you do not have any grandkids in your life, can you set up a Trump account? No. If you are 35 years old, these Trump accounts are not for you. These are only for kids under the age of 18. Even if you have a kid that is 17 turning 18 this year on it, it is too late. You're not going to be able to do this. But just like a 529 plan, it is managed by the adults or any sort of custodian until the child reaches 18, and then the government can transfer that over to the actual kids. One of the reasons of why we are talking about this right now is that this program has a $1,000, what they call government seed contribution, for anyone that is born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st, 2028. What this is if you go online and you set this up, and we'll talk about a little bit later on how you do this. It's actually very, very simple. But if you go online and you register for your kids, your grandkids, whoever it is, and they were born between January 1st of last year and essentially for another 3 or 4 years, they will receive a $1,000 deposit from the Treasury Department. I am going to stop on this one because I need to highlight this section. This is going to be the biggest benefit for most people, because if you have a child that was born, maybe it's yours, maybe it's a grandkid, someone has to set it up for this kid. And by doing so, the Treasury Department's going to give you $1,000. There's no catch to this. Yeah, there is stipulations on what you can use it for. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But if you set up an account and you have a child or grandchild that was born this year, last year on it, the government's going to give you $1,000. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care what your thoughts are on, you know, the direction of the country or what we're doing. You need to set up one of these and take your money. It's not going to get spent in a better way. They're not going to save this and give it to someone more deserving on it. This money's going to get out there. You might as well get your cut. There is more to this. I think that anyone that is eligible on this needs to get on there just to get the $1,000 deposit. Even if you have no intention of ever doing this, you say, Hunt, I already do a 529 plan, or my kids aren't going to college. I don't care about any of this stuff. You need to do this to get the $1,000. Honestly, I'm going to set this up for all three of my kids. There's no downside to it. They're not going to get the $1,000 deposit because they're all old enough that they were born before that. But as we'll talk about in a little bit, there are some other things that we are currently seeing right now where you could possibly get some free money. And again, this has not officially been released. It's not until July 4th that this really goes live. So I don't even think that we've seen all the benefits of this. Again, guys, proceed with caution on this. I'm going down through and I'm giving you all of the information that we have out there. Some of this is even opinion because we haven't really seen these in practice yet. But keep this on your radar. Look into this. Do your own research and figure out if this makes sense for you or your family. This is also news that might not be relevant to you. If you don't have kids that are younger, please share this with someone that you think could. What about my kids? What about someone like me that says, hey, my kids weren't born during that period, so they're not going to get a $1,000 deposit from the Treasury Department. Can I put money into this? Just like a retirement account, you're allowed to put money in, and you're allowed to put in up to $5,000 per year per child. So if I have three children, I can put in $15,000, $5,000 for each of the kids. If my parents wanted to put money into that, they could. But again, the $5,000 limit is per child, not per donor. Now, a cool aspect of this where you guys have a planning opportunity for your employees, as an employer, you can contribute up to $2,500 of that amount, which is excluded from the employee's taxable income. So we'll talk about this a little bit later, but if you have someone that is already putting money into their kid's college savings account, they're generally using after-tax dollars to do it. If they're getting their paycheck from you, a portion of that paycheck after they paid the government is going into a 529 plan to save for their kid's college. How cool would that be if you were to say, not only is this going to get me a tax deduction, you're not going to have to pay income on this, and we can kind of skip the middleman and put this right into a college savings account. There is going to be a ton of these opportunities. Even now, but probably in the future. Now, what kind of stuff does it get invested in? There's a little bit more to this, and there's some stipulations on it, but generally it's going to be invested in broad S&P funds on this, and taxes are paid upon withdrawal. That leads us to the withdrawal. So, hon, if I put this money into this for my two-year-old, if things get tough next year, can I take this money out? Officially, and again, for an IRA, you can take this stuff out at any point. You just get penalized for this. But according to the rules that we have right now, and they could change this in the future, is once you put this money in there, you cannot take this money out until the child turns 18, right? And we'll talk about this a little bit later because that's one of the key differences between a 529 plan. But really, they are saving this so that once you turn of age, it becomes the child. If they want to use this for college, they can take that money out without any sort of penalty, but you're going to be paying tax on it, right? So if you put in $5,000, by the time that your kid went to college and turned 18 years old, it's up to $10,000. They can cash that in so that they can turn around and use it for college expenses. But we're going to have $5,000 worth of gain on there, and we're going to have to pay tax on that. Another thing about this is you're also allowed to use this money to buy your first house. That's a pretty cool opportunity there. And another one on here, which I think we will hear more about in the future, is you're actually able to use this to start a business. There is going to be a ton of questions about that one. And this is the one that kind of opened my eyes to this, is starting a business is a very loose term. Doesn't mean it has to be a good business. So, hey, you know what? If I wanted to buy a dirt bike with my Trump account, I'd probably say, hey, I'm going to go start a dirt bike business and buy my first piece of inventory. And magically, that's probably my dirt bike I'm riding. There is going to be some ways to probably game this, to leverage this, but right now it is way too early. I'm not even going to talk a ton about the withdrawals on this. I'm not even going to really talk about the taxation because for most of you guys, you are probably 10, 15, 18 years away from ever having to worry about that. Like a lot of things too, is this is promised for a long time. Are we going to be able to see this for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years? Is every president and, you know, administration going to come into office, keep this up? I don't know. We will have to see. But right now, there is definitely some benefit. Like I kind of alluded to before on this, if you have a child that was born in 2025, 26, 27, 28, you are going to get $1,000. The reason why I say everyone should set this up for an eligible child is because Dell is also be giving $250 to every qualified child in certain zip codes. I don't know what your zip code is, but why risk it? Sign up and find out. I tried to look up and see if there was a way that we could say, hey, enter your zip code and see if you are going to get any of this money. But essentially what the Dell family came out, and I think they pledged like $6 billion for this, which very cool. I'm sure that there was some personal benefit on the back end. I'm not that ignorant, but if a billionaire is giving away billions, I'm going to give them credit. They came out and they said, hey, we're going to pledge $6 billion and we're going to give $250 to every qualified child that signs up in a zip code where the adjusted gross income is less than $150,000. That seemed like a super high number, and $6 billion is a ton. So I would have to imagine that a lot of kids are getting this, and I wouldn't risk it if I was you. I would sign up for this and see if you get the money. Worst case scenario, what's going to happen is you're going to spend 2 minutes of your day signing up for this, and you're not going to get any money right now. But this is only what Dell's doing. Are other businesses going to do this? Yes, for sure. If you go on the website and you look at all these different businesses that are participating in this, I think that we are going to see more of this as it goes on. Should I completely change what I'm doing now for an investment standpoint for college? No, right? And I think that as we're going to talk about a little bit here, you as a self-employed person, most likely listening to this, you don't have as much of a benefit on these Trump accounts, but in a good way. The reason of why you as a self-employed person, that this is not going to be a life-changing kind of change for you, is that we already have some benefits that we can leverage right now that I would argue that are just as good, in a lot of cases, even better.
Is your recruitment process draining your valuable time and resources? What if there was a partner who could take your recruitment efforts off your plate? Look no further. Promotive is your ultimate solution for hassle-free staffing focused solely on the automotive industry. On the web at gopromotive.com. Promotive understands the challenges you face when searching for the perfect technician or service advisor for your shop. That's why we've developed a platform that takes the hassle out of recruiting. Michelle Tanzi from EuroClinic said, I am a shop owner and recruiting new talent is so time consuming. Promotive does the majority of the seeking and recruiting. They reach out to the candidates for you, and when they feel they are a good match for you and culture, they make the connection. They follow up throughout the interview process, and we make sure that the candidates are a good fit and the shop is a good fit for the candidates. I admire that they genuinely want both parties to win. They recruited and paired us with a solid B-Tech and Master Tech. Both left a dealership position and are still part of our team. We are very happy with the character and culture match, and both technicians have become valuable team members. Visit our website at gopromotive.com today and join the growing community of shop owners who have found their ideal team members with Promotive.
Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files' AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today. You're working on growing a more profitable shop. That's critical. But the profit doesn't automatically give you the freedom or reduce your stress. That's exactly what the 24-video blueprint course by Maverick Shop Owners addresses. Customers, sales, profit, people, systems, and freedom. How to build profit and freedom into the same business. Get free access for our listeners only at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. Most shops don't have a marketing problem, they have a systems problem. Overdrive.os was built to solve that. It's not another vendor, it's your AI-powered marketing operating system built specifically for auto repair shop. It predicts slow weeks before they happen, automatically launches revenue-driving campaigns, tracks ROI down to the dollar, and optimizes performance in real time. No guesswork, no wasted ad spend, no hope marketing, just predictable car count, stronger retention, and measurable profitability. Schedule a strategy call today and let's build your growth engine. Visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. What are the current options for college savings and retirement? And this is the unique thing about the Trump accounts is it's a mix. But what you guys are most familiar with is a 529 plan. First, I'm going to kind of compare this to a 529 plan, and then I'm going to compare it to kind of our option for retirement plan. One of the big differences of a 529 plan is that if you use 529 plans for educational expenses, then this is not just college. This is not just when they turn 18. If you put into a 529 plan, a lot of states give you a state tax deduction on it on the front end. A Trump account is not going to get you that tax deduction. A Trump account you can use after they turn 18, but you pay tax on it. A 529 plan you can use at any time for K through 12 tuition, trade schools, and you are not going to get taxed at all as long as you use it for qualified expenses. The list of qualified expenses for a 529 plan is very, very long. Would I stop immediately and not do a 529 plan? No. Is there a possibility that I would do a Trump account in addition to a 529 plan? Yes, absolutely. Another thing about a 529 plan is the limits are extremely high. And anyone that does this, you can kind of go down and read the rules, but grandma can contribute, I can contribute, I can pledge multiple years on this, and I can literally put hundreds of thousands of dollars into a 529 plan. A Trump account from all sources, employee, employers, everyone, I can only do $5,000 a year. If you're saying, hey, hon, I'm contributing $18,000, $19,000, $20,000 into some sort of vessel to save for my kids' college or retirement on it, then obviously you know that this is not going to be a direct swap out of it because you're only going to be able to put $5,000 in. I have to repeat this. The biggest difference on this is if you set up a 529 plan right now, the government is going to give you $0. There is no sort of seed money grant, anything on it. But if you have an eligible child born 25, 26, 27, or 28, you're going to get $1,000. So again, sign up for this and we'll see what happens. Like I alluded to above, this I would argue is more of a windfall for non-self-employed people than it is for self-employed people. The reason of why it's a bit more of a benefit for non-self-employed people is because you're very limited on what you can do for your kids' owned investing. If you have a kid and you're not employed by someone else and your kid is not employed by someone else, really your only option is a 529 plan. But as we've talked about on a lot on these episodes before, is if your kids are on payroll, you now have earned income, or your kids now have earned income, and they are eligible to put money into a Roth IRA. What I mean by that, so if you do not have a kid on payroll, say you have an 8-year-old, you know, helping around the shop, and they're not on payroll, you can put $0 into a Roth IRA. However, if you go out and pay your kid $6,000 for that same sort of work, not only do we get a tax deduction on the wages that we're paying them, we are now eligible to put money into a Roth IRA. Let's go down here and compare some of the differences between a Roth IRA and a Trump account. Because really, if you're looking at this as a self-employed shop owner, you have these two options. Now, again, just like I talked about on a 529 plan, if I'm doing a 529 plan, do I have a Trump plan on top, or do I set up just to still have that eligibility? Absolutely. So I'm not saying the same thing on a Roth. If you have a Roth and there's max limits on this and you still have more to do, then maybe we use a Trump account as well. But let's go down through and let's say I have a finite amount of money. Would I be putting money into a Roth or paying my kids to put money into a Roth or using a Trump account? Annual limits. On a Trump account, we can put in $5,000. On a Roth, we can put in $7,500, right? So already right there, a Roth is going to be a little bit higher limit on this. Trump accounts are tax leverage. So like what we talked about it, when you put the money in, you do not get a tax deduction. But we don't get a tax deduction for putting money into a Roth IRA as well. The difference here is that the Trump accounts are essentially just kicking the can down the road. If you kick this can down the road and you end up using it 19 years old for qualified expenses, you're not going to get penalized on this, but you're going to pay tax. What is the tax going to look like? It's going to look exactly like you set up an E-Trade account for your kids. Whatever you paid for the stocks, less whatever you sold it for, is going to be taxed just like anything else. The difference here is with an E-Trade account, you can use it for whatever you want. If it's a Trump account and they're not using it for a qualified expense, it's going to be penalized 10% just like it would for a retirement account. This is another big difference on here. And I've talked about this in the past a lot. A Roth IRA is a really cool thing because while we don't get a tax deduction for putting money in there, if we hold that until retirement, it's going to be tax-free money. Another benefit of a Roth IRA is that we have two components of a Roth. We have our contributions of what we actually paid in there. And then the difference between that and our total balance is the earnings or the appreciation of our investments. At any given point, I can always go and say, I put in $20,000 into my child's Roth. I can take this back out because times are tough. Like we talked about before, there is no way, shape, or form that you can touch a Trump account until your child turns 18. Another aspect of this is, like we said, the Trump contribution. If you are not the employer contributing on the behalf of employee, there is no tax deduction for this. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, Hunt, we don't get a tax write-off for the Roth IRA as well. You are correct. But remember, in order to have a Roth IRA for our child, that means that our child is going to be on payroll and will have wages. So if you want to look at this, you are getting the full write-off for the employee's wages. So you're essentially getting a full write-off for the contribution in that same sense. All in all, though, I think we're going to start to see more about this. I've included the link in the show notes on the website where you can learn more about this. I've tried to consolidate the key points, but there is going to be a lot more that we learn and probably a lot more that evolves out of this. You have some time, right? This does not go live until July 4th, and I don't think that you have to have this active on July 4th to get the money, but I'm guessing at some point they're going to start to put some sort of deadlines and you wouldn't want to delay and miss free money. I'm generally open and honest with you guys on what I plan to do on this. And I think that I've mentioned in the past that, you know, I generally leverage the benefits of Roth IRAs for my kids. I'm going to set this up for my kids. I don't really have any sort of plans right now to fund this. The biggest advantage that I see on, you know, again, I'm self-employed as well too, is from the employer contribution side. I think that we might have some wiggle room to be able to say, if I put this money in for me as dad into my kid's account, I get no tax deduction. But if I put this money into my kid's account as their boss and business owner, I do get a tax deduction. If we can get a tax deduction on one side, there is going to be a big benefit. And we can probably live with some of the scrutiny or the constraints that they put on spending that money. But until we get a little bit more certainty on this, I'm probably not going to earmark a ton of money and dump it in there, especially with kind of the limited use cases that we have right now. I don't see any downside to setting this up, though. And if you are eligible, then you're leaving money on the table by not doing this. So I implore you to at least check this out. Again, like I've mentioned this before, maybe this isn't going to affect you. But what about your kids or your grandkids? What about your employees' kids or your employees' grandkids? Don't let politics blind you for getting some free money. And that's truly what this is. As always, please share with friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, please shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Looking for an easier way to catch this show and learn more from the Automotive Repair Podcast Network? Just go to arpn.app. That's arpn.app and download the free Automotive Repair Podcast Network app. Build playlists, share episodes, read show notes, and watch videos when available. So thanks again for joining me on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I will talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Have a question for Hunt? Check the show notes for Hunt's email or text Parmelis at 301-307-5413.